All right, boys and girls, we are going to do an old school fucking podcast, crappy fucking scrappy audio. You dig what I'm saying? So, like, overall, I'm on a fucking walk. Typically, I like to go on what I do in the mornings, wake up around 6:30, get the marketing done, check in with the team, get my fasted cardio, and then I go on about, for the rest of the time before my meetings, I go on a nice little walk around Brickell, Miami, right around the waterfront. Fucking beautiful. There's a couple points I want to talk to you guys about today. Just because I think this is like a couple things that like barbers struggle with, still in terms of mentality wise. And I have like a list of things I kind of just want to run through, right? I think a lot of barbers think they like need to go viral in order to like actually have a booming business. We're going to debunk why you don't need to be going viral. And like why virality does not equal a booming fucking business. By the way, if you hear like noise around me, again, so I'm walking in a fucking public setting. There's people doing cardio, running, walking, having conversations. So overall, don't get sidetracked from the information we got coming on here. So next thing we're going to do is going to be barbers think they need to cut celebrities. Every barber thinks they need to cut celebrities in order to charge a higher amount. We're going to debunk why it's not true and why the regular person will always pay a higher price point. Barbers being comfortable overall, again, too, this is like a huge one. You know, there's no real reason than driving force and why this could be Achilles heel for you. Barbers not able to control the pricing. Whether you're in like a shop, again, too, you can't charge more. But, you know, you want to grow the business, but you're kind of stuck between this rock and hard place. And really what your focus should be on in order to start growing the business and eventually be able to charge more, okay? And kind of like that pathway we've set out for some of our private clients who were also in that same position. And then finally, you know, thinking that you need to open a shop and have a partner in order to charge more as well, too. I mean, again, too, this is kind of like dumb bullshit. We always kind of go over the little bullshit podcast, but I think it's always good to touch on overall. So to start it off, barbers think they need to go viral. Now, every barber, like, of course, social media is the biggest tool to go ahead and help a barber go ahead and get their work out there. However, you don't need to be fucking going viral, okay? I know, and you know as well, too. You can think about a couple barbers who, one, they have the most viral videos. They have the most followers. They get all the likes. Yet you look at their fucking page, and they're charging $30 a cut, right? So we have to use logic when we think about this, right? Like, in a logic standpoint would say, okay, cool. Every barber who goes viral, every barber who has a plethora of followers has a great business to make $20K a month. Yet again, too, when we look at the marketplace overall and we see barbers who are doing that stuff, very few, one, are charging $150, $200 consistently for a haircut. And two, rarely ever are they making $20K plus a month. And then three, on top of that, if they are making $20K plus a month, they're doing like a fuck ton of haircuts. The reason why I like what I'm trying to push out with the new era of barbering overall and really try to get you guys in the mindset of stop being a fucking labor worker. Stop thinking like working harder or doing more. Yes, you can make 20, 30K by doing a fuck ton of haircuts at, let's say, you know, your $50 price point. But at that point in time, it's really not worth your time to be doing 300, 400 cuts every single fucking month just to make that money because you have lived no life outside of that. The model we present overall for barbers is, again, too, how can you go ahead and do only about 80 to 100, maybe 120 cuts max per month while making 20K plus per month, right? That breaks down like 80 cuts a month overall. That's 20 cuts a week, divided by 4 weeks, obviously. Let's say you work 5 days a week, 4 cuts a day. Would you trade, which one would you rather do? Do four haircuts every single day, meaning 4 hours of work to make 20K a month, or let's say 300, fuck, I don't even want to do this math, 300, however that, I think it divides into like 75 haircuts a week, right? 75 divided by, let's say another five. God, no, no, man. Like, what is that? Like 12, 15, something like that. Some outrageous number, right? And you can start seeing where we start having this time freedom hack. But overall, let's get back to the fact of why virality does not matter. Again, virality just means you get more likes, views, and followers. You want to know how you get more likes, views, and followers? Who gets the most likes, views, and followers? Women shaking ass, right? So, and again, too, they have, like, unless they have their OnlyFans, that's their business, that's not going to help you get more haircuts into your business. So, being viral holds zero weight into that. Because again, too, it does not help with client conversion. The thing you want to be thinking about in this sense is how can I convert on a client with what I'm producing on marketing content? That is our main focus with all of our private clients. And that's the main thing I really want barbers to focus on because nothing else matters. Who cares? Like if all of a sudden you get 100,000 views on a video, you get 50 million followers, yet you're still charging $30 a cut and still only making $4K a month. Congrats, dick. You fucking went after the wrong goddamn thing, right? So, again, stop going after virality. Look at the business. Look at what you're doing at the end of every single month. Look at your client conversion rate. And also, too, not just your client conversion rate, but your client conversion rate in relationship to your price point, right? One of our private clients, Henry Hong, legit got over 100, I think it was 109 new clients into his business in 30 days at the $125 price point in Australia. In Australia at $125. Some of you aren't even doing that at $30. Some of you are barely struggling. Some of you even think it's okay to even get 5 new clients a week. 5 times 4 is 20. You are legit 1/5 of Henry Hong's new client acquisition and client conversion rate, and you're charging, what, almost $100 less than him. You have a substantially worse business than him. Virality holds zero weight in this sense, okay? Number 2, barbers think they need to cut celebrities. I hear this all the time. They're like, oh, man, nobody's going to pay for my haircut. No regular person's going to charge that. Guess what, dick? None of our private clients who are making $20,000 a month, charge $100, $200 a haircut, are going after celebrities. These are regular people who are going to be paying you for haircuts, okay? And in fact, here's the thing that's wrong with cutting celebrities. Number 1, you become like their little bitch. What I mean by that is, overall, you are going to be damn near their slave, waiting hand on knee to go ahead and get in, and basically be waiting on them for when they're ready to get a haircut because they're busy ass schedule, cut at weird ass times. It's really not in your best self-interest. It's almost, honestly, if you really want to get down to the cutting celebrity thing, it's honestly just an ego thing. You want to have the clout. And guess what? Clout doesn't equal business. All right? It legit doesn't. Yes, we know Jeff Bezos. Yes, we know Elon Musk. You say they have clout in business, but guess what? If you check up on who are the, I don't know, how many billionaires are there? Who's a billionaire in the fucking entire world? You would probably only know maybe 2 or 3 names on that list out of the however many are on there, right? That should tell you clout doesn't mean a goddamn thing in business. It's about the result that you're able to get. And cutting celebrities does nothing. Yes, it'll get you some clout. Yes, people will be like, oh my God, you're cutting celebrities. I'm so proud of you. But it doesn't fucking matter if you're making 4 to 6 to 8K per month, or even if you're making 10K a month, cutting fucking 100 plus heads every single fucking week. That's not the goddamn thing. All right? Next thing, being comfortable. I hear this all the fucking time. Barbers in the free group, barbers who I talk to in the DMs. A lot of you are fucking comfortable. And what I mean by that is you have no drive as to why you need to make more money. Yes, you say you want to make more money. Yes, you say 20K would be cool to make, but why? Right? Who's going to lose out of these two individuals? The fat, fuck, obese, 400-pound person who just wants to lose weight because, like, oh, it'd be a cool thing to do and never see myself look skinny. Or the fat, fuck, 400-pound obese person who is only given 6 months left to live and has a newborn baby. Who do you think has more desire and reason to? Now, this is not me. You need to become a 400-pound, fat, fuck, obese person and get a brand new newborn baby to all of a sudden have desire. But that should be a clear telltale sign of you, for you, of like, what point should I be like looking at, and like, how should I be looking at my life, and what are my driving forces, right? I'll give you some examples of that. My shit, because it's called this. Walking over a fucking bridge. I'm telling you, lean and scrappy, right? But for my example, I didn't have any big dreams. I didn't have, oh my God, I want to do XYZ for the community. I didn't have any of that bullshit, right? And a lot of you say that to yourself, right? How many of you have the goal of like, oh man, I just want to provide for my family. Oh man, I just want to like buy my mom. I want to retire my mom. And you've probably been saying that to yourself for the last 5 years, right? But guess what? You're still in the same fucking position. I would highly doubt that's even a driving force. I would even pinpoint to a fact that you're telling yourself a blatant lie to sound good and sound like a good person versus actually going for the driving force that you want. Because again, too, we all know when we get that good driving force, that good motivation and that good focal point of like why we need to do something, we get the shit done. Think about it this way. How many of you had your fucking heart broken by a bitch? How many of you got cheated on? Found out you're heartbroken, all hurt and shit like that. And guess what you fucking did? Right after that, you got your shit together. You had motivation. You had a reason why to prove somebody else wrong and to make them regret their decision. Right? Whether that be getting into shape, whether that be leveling yourself up in business, whether that be getting yourself in a better financial place. That is the feeling I want you to go after to stop being comfortable. It's not the woo-woo bullshit you keep on telling yourself. It's not the feel-good story so you may make yourself look like a good person. It's the fact of like, what's the pain I'm trying to fucking avoid? And the pain I was trying to fucking avoid when I was a barber was I do not want to be living with myself at 30 years old, being a fucking dumbass barber, cutting and making only $4K a month, a slave behind the chair, and living a shitty lifestyle. I did not want that for myself. And it drove me every single day because I can envision that because I was on the pathway to do that. And a lot of you are on the pathway to do that too. And that should piss you the fuck off. And the reason it pissed me the fuck off was because I know I can do more. I know I'm capable of more. I know if somebody else is making $1 billion, I can fucking do it as well too. There's no difference between me and them. They breathe the same air. They eat the same food. They shit the same. They wipe their fucking ass. And it pissed me off so much. Every single day I woke up with this drive in me that was unrelenting. Now, this can be whatever the fuck it wants to be. I tell everybody in the Olympics program, I don't give a fuck if you want to go out here and just make money, go and fuck strippers, do a lot of cocaine, and party like you're never going to fucking die. If that's the driving force, phenomenal, as long as it doesn't kill you. Now, if your drive is to do a lot of heroin, we might need to have a fucking open conversation about some things. We might want to switch up our driving forces overall. But hopefully that makes sense of, like, again, too, if you're comfortable and you say yourself you have reasons why you need to do something, I highly doubt it's the reason. You need to take a deep look into yourself. Let me make sure I don't get fucking hit crossing this fucking road. All right. You guys hear a fucking car crash. RIP to me. The podcast lives on. No bullshit. All right. What's the next thing? Barbers not being able to control their own pricing. So basically, if you're in a shop, and this happens a lot as well too, whether you're a commission shop, maybe you're in a dumbass like booth rent shop, where the shop owner is kind of an old school dumb fuck, where he's like, oh no, we all gotta do this together. It's like, bro, I don't want to be raising my prices and be held back by some dumb fuck other barber in the shop, some dumb fuck Rodrigo over here, who doesn't give a fuck about his business, is comfortable and smokes weed all day. Just because he doesn't have his business ready, and I do, doesn't mean I should wait. Right? So, if you're in a shop like this, where they control pricing, and you want to up your prices, but you can't, your only option is to leave. Now, here's the problem that happens with most barbers and why they can't leave. You can't leave because if you do, you lose all your clientele, which in effect makes you lose money, right? And you're like, oh, I can't leave because like all this stuff. And now you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You want to leave. It's not where you want to be at, but you can't leave because you'll be fucked in the situation financially for yourself, right? You still got to pay bills. Still got to be a competent adult. So what the fuck do you do? Well, simple. Everything that I always say. You have to, like, number one, you have to first learn how to market to get new clients. Now, you won't be scaling prices up, but you have to be able to understand how to get new clients into your business. That way, once you are ready to leave, once you have a system that's proven to get new clients at a high rate into your business, you have enough confidence to leave. And even if every single fucking client in your business leaves you, you can still rebuild the business in the next 30, 45 to 60 days. Take example of private client Tuff. Tuff moved from Las Vegas, Nevada, all the way to Miami, brand new city, right? So he cleared out, had zero clientele whatsoever, right? On top of that, he didn't go into a fucking barbershop where he could take walk-ins and kind of build his business that way. He went to a solo studio, zero walk-in traffic. It was all on him to start gaining clients. That's the most riskiest thing I think any barber in their right mind who's not working with a spread client could do. But guess what? Month one, in Miami, he made $5,000. Month two, made $6,000. Month three, up to $8,000, he was able to up his prices again. When you have a system that's proven to generate new clients in the business, you are not limited to one location or two, really anywhere. You can legit go anywhere and still get new clients no matter what, like Tuff. So again, if you're in that situation, what should your focus be? Not just continuing what you're doing, not to try and like convince the barbershop owner that they're wrong, but to only focus on your business, to generate clients into your business, get confirmation in that, at a high rate, and then you can leave to a new spot. Last thing, because I'm almost back to my apartment too. Thinking you need to open up a shop or have a partner in order to charge more. Again, you don't need a shop in order to make more money. You don't need a shop in order to charge more money. And for damn fact, you don't need a partner to go in with this. If you need a partner to go in this for the money reasons, you probably shouldn't open up a fucking shop, right? Because partners in business are always deals at the end of the day. Somebody's always going to be fucking somebody else. We've all heard the stories that somebody gets in a partnership, one guy doesn't do his half the share, one guy's doing all the share, the guy's doing all the share and says, well, why am I only making half? And you ain't doing shit and you're taking half my money. It's a bad business move overall, right? In fact, again, too, you only need to focus on one, generating new clients, and you can literally cut anywhere. Take South Bay Chris, for example. Literally cutting out of his parents' garage. He just actually recently moved to a private studio after years of cutting his parents' garage, making $20,000 a month, charging $150 a cut. So this should be a proof to you, you don't need to have the shop. You don't need to go into a partnership. You don't need to make these dumb ideas and dumb deals, okay? And I think overall, too, it's going to save you a lot of fucking money. Because again, too, if you're going to be investing in your shop, Why would, like it, you're almost saying, I need to put up X amount of money, let's say $30,000, just to charge $10 more of my price, just to make a little bit more of my income. That's the dumbest thing possible, when you can do this legit from the backyard. When you can legit go to your parents' house, open up put a barber chair in the middle, and start cutting hair in there. It's legit the dumbest thing possible. You're legit wasting $30,000 of your money that could be going into your savings and just be stockpiling up and then reinvesting back into your business. Not owning a fucking shop. But Daniel, what if I have barbers in there? Congrats, dick. You went ahead and did the dumbass thing. So, you went ahead and would think that barbers are going to go and stay in your shop and make you money? How many barbers? Like, there are very few, far and few in between barbershop owners who keep and make a lot of good money from running barbershops. Most of the time, barbershop owners, they break even because they don't know how to run a business, number one. Number two, they have no clue on how to retain and keep barbers in their barbershop. And number three, they have no clue how to generate the clients for those barbers and stay in the shop. Those barbers end up leaving, which puts you in a fucked up position because now you have all this overhead of the barbershop rent and no way to pay it because, again, you're depending on those barbers to pay your roof rent because your business sucks because you never went ahead and made $20,000 a month. If you went ahead and made $20,000 a month first, you wouldn't give a fucking barber's left of cane because you would have all that rent stowed away. You would make sure you could pay it on time. And on top of that, you have all the money for your bills and you can still save money at the end of the month as well, too. So hopefully that brings you a lot of clarity. If you found this podcast valuable, make sure you go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating review down below. I think our fucking last review and rating was from December 2022. What the fuck are you guys doing? Right? Drop a fucking rating and review down below in the Apple Podcast app or even Spotify, where the fuck you listen to this app. I want to start seeing some new fucking reviews. Drop your Instagram name. We'll check out your page, see what's going on, see what's popping. And other than that, I'll see you guys on the next podcast.